Well, praise God. Good morning throughout the world to everyone. Doyle Davison, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas, with all others that minister with me. I've got something to say to a woman. And you know who you are. And if you think this apostle will bow to you, you're a fool. You are in great peril. Great peril. Thank God. Amen. We're going to move on speaking from the book of Colossians, or we're going to start today with the book of Colossians. Kathy D is going to be reading chapter 1, verse 1, right?
Right.
Let's go.
Okay, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
What?
Got it.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. 2, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Paul, an apostle by the will of God. Doyle, an apostle by the will of God. You say the other thing, you're wrong. Next.
3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
Notice, he gives thanks, praying for all these people at Colossae. I give thanks. I pray. I thank God for all people, all men, every person, president, all the House, all the Senate, all the courts of America. I pray for them. I thank God for them. Thank God for every man, every woman. Thank God for my enemies. Amen. Thank God for them. Give thanks for them. Make intercession for them. Pray. Thank God. I will tell you, my heart is grieved toward this woman. Toward this woman. Amen. 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 Thank God, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God for you. That's what I do. Amen. I thank God for you. The whole world can hear it. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Speak the word, Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Just tell me what to say, and I will speak it. I will not speak my own words. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Praise God. Next verse.
4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints.
Paul heard about the faith in Christ Jesus and the love, and he was praying for them, giving thanks for all of them, you know. If you think I haven't hit that spirit face to face, you're mistaken. But I will overcome it. Amen. Don't ever think I won't. I have not met a spirit yet that I cannot overcome. Not one. Amen. God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Next verse.
6, 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel. 6, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth.
Notice, the word of truth is the gospel. It's in the Colossians. It's in those that I've ministered to. It's been ministered by the Spirit to the hearts of many throughout the world. And the gospel in you will bring forth fruit. Nothing else will bring forth fruit but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next.
7, as you also learned Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will.
Notice, prayer for you. As Paul prayed for the church at Colossae, I pray for the churches throughout the world. This message is on live stream. It's on Roku. Thank God. And I pray you see what my prayer is, that you, does that say be filled with the knowledge?
You might be filled with the knowledge.
Filled with the knowledge of God.
Of his will.
What?
Of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Back up. Be filled with the knowledge of God, right?
Be filled of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Does it say knowledge?
With the knowledge of his will, yes.
Oh, the knowledge of his will.
Yes.
Thank you. I was not getting the whole picture. You're not doing it, it's me. The knowledge of his will. Did you know someone has to pray for you that you are filled with the knowledge of God's will? The knowledge of God's will. You see, God sets first in the church an apostle, secondarily a prophet, thirdly, a teacher. First is an apostle. The church is built on the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. You see, you people puffed up with your fleshly pride think that you're somebody when you're actually nothing. A person that thinketh themselves to be something deceiveth themselves. Oh, it says, when they're nothing. Amen. There is a war going on this morning, and a good one. And I'm up to it. You better know I'm up to it. All I am waiting for God to speak. And then I speak. And I'll be speaking his words, not mine. And the results will be because of his words, not mine. All right? Now, filled with the knowledge of his will, right?
Right.
In all wisdom?
In all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Notice that. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's what I pray for people to receive. You see, I've been at this about 43 years plus. And I've not spent all my time shopping. nor being a busybody in other men's matters. I have been filled with the knowledge of God's will, and I know what I'm doing. Next.
10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
See, that's Paul's prayer. That's my prayer for all of you throughout the world. Throughout the world. Thank God. Next.
11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness.
You get that? Strengthened with all might. Strengthened in the inner man with all might. What does that say? With patience?
According to his glorious power, unto all patience
right.
and long-suffering.
According to his glorious power. And all patience and long suffering. Next.
With joyfulness, right.
With joyfulness. Oh, that's right. You have to be joyful in tribulation. Joyful in tribulation. Next.
12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Giving thanks to the Father, made us to be meet. To be partakers of the inheritance, right?
Right.
Amen. Next.
13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness.
Delivered us from the power of darkness.
And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. I prayed that God knows how many times for myself. Thousands. You can't pray twice and roll it over on God and go shopping or begging for money. Next.
14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Redemption through his blood in Christ, even the forgiveness of sins. Go ahead.
Who is the image of the invisible God and firstborn of every creature.
Jesus is the visage, the image of the invisible God. And the firstborn from the dead. Next.
16. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible.
Listen, by him, Jesus, not the Father, by Jesus was all things created. What were the next words, visible and invisible?
That are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible.
Right. By Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven and earth. Invisible, the visible and the invisible. Did I get all that?
That's right.
All right, let's go.
Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
All things were created by him and for him. Whether they be thrones, principalities, dominions, there's one other one. What was it?
Powers.
What?
Powers.
Powers. All of it was created by Jesus. Every bit of it. If you can receive this, you'll do well. Next.
17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
He is before all things, and by him all things are held together. That's what that word consist means. By Jesus. Next.
18. And he is the head of the body, the church.
Head of the body, the church. Got it? That's Jesus. Right? Next.
Who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
He's the beginning and the first one from the dead.
And the firstborn from the dead.
Firstborn from the dead. That's Jesus. That he might have preeminence in everything. In everything. A man, the man Jesus, is the one that created everything And then, and he was God then, became a man, first born from the dead, that he might have preeminence in everything. You see, God's just. He didn't send God here. He sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. That, and he died, was buried, and rose again the third day. He'd have preeminence over everything. Next.
19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
All fullness. Please the Father that in Christ should all, that's Jesus Christ, all fullness dwell. Next.
20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Next.
And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled.
Yeah. You continue in the faith. If you don't, the promises are not there. Next.
And be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. 24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church.
That's incredible. You know that? Paul took on afflictions in his body, that which Jesus didn't deal with on the cross. He took those afflictions in his body. Likewise, I've done the same. Next.
25. Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. 26. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. 28, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And last verse, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.